This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. I'll be doing something a little bit different. For those that are listening to the podcast itself, I'm actually presenting this podcast on YouTube with a series of slides to help emphasize the points on it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please come over to the website, warriormindcoach.com, and subscribe to the podcast. I'm on iHeartRadio, iTunes, all Skitchers, all the great big wonderful podcasting hosting places. So today we're going to be talking about, within mental strength, there are four C's, and I'm not going to tell you what they all are. We're going to go through them. So this way you can build up some anticipation for them. So the number one C we're going to talk about is commitment. And with commitment, there are actually two components of it. If you've heard this again, great, you can hear it again, because repetition builds consistency. And so we want to be able to repeat this. And this is the foundation of my coaching. This is the foundation of my coaching model, is these four C's of mental strength. So within commitment, there are two components. The first is, do you set specific goals that push you? And the other is, do you learn something positive from the results that you get? Whether you get a positive result or a, we'll call it a negative result, what some people may call failure. So let's look over this. Do you set specific goals that push you? So this quality or this aspect of commitment determines if you can finish and push through life's challenges, even if things get rough. So right when we're committed to something, we want to see it through. Another thing is, we look at reason, you know, this can, and mental strength leads to resilience and grit. But this particular C, commitment, is, do you set these goals that are going to stretch you? If you set a goal that is within your comfort zone, it's not a goal, it's something you've already done, right? Goals are here to stretch you. So this determines if you're going to start and finish to push through life's challenges, even if things get rough. And you got to think about it. You know, how many times have you started something and either you get bored or gets rough or somebody gets in your way, or you have made up a time frame on when something's supposed to get done and you don't finish in that time frame and you stop? Well, let me ask you, who created that time frame? Most likely you did. How did you come up with that time frame? Probably out of thin air. I have found with goals, most of us think we can get more done in less time. In reality, it's going to take more time to get less done. But this quality of commitment also includes finding the motivations to complete all the tasks. So with every goal, there are those steps, those parts of achieving the goal that are mundane, that are boring, that may be really, really, really tough to get up in the morning. We'll use fitness for an example. Let's just say that you wanted to set a deadlift record of, for your own personal deadlift, which was mine, is 405. And within lifting, you hit plateaus. And so at some point, you know, I hit a plateau when, you know, at 225, which is a long time ago, and then 315, and then I kept sneaking up on the 405. But at some point, it was like, man, I got to get up early. I got to do a little bit more. I got to do two deadlift workouts a week. I have to do something different. I might have to do other hamstring exercise. But I had to find that motivation to complete all the tasks necessary to hit my goal. It might have been getting up early. It might have been a different nutrition. But I was committed to hitting 405. Now, so this means that you got to find the motivation to complete all the tasks associated with that goal. And if a person has resilience and tenaciousness or tenacity, you can finish all the tasks and not let anything get in your way. So this commitment leads to resilience, which means, I mean, goals are so important, right? We really, really have a lot of goals. And you could be looking at, maybe you're trying a keto diet to lose some fat, and you may be fluctuating back and forth. You're losing fat, you're gaining weight, you're losing fat, and you don't have the resilience. So you give up and you go back to eating donuts. Well, we need to know that the body adapts. And I'm looking at, so I'm using the physical for a lot of these explanations. But if you have the resilience and tenacity, you're going to finish all the tasks and not let anything get in your way. I think it was Seth Godin that talked about in the book, The Dip, when you start to set a goal, think of what would have to happen for you not to continue after that goal. And if you can think of something, don't go after the goal. Because if you're going to stop, why bother start in the first place? So when you are absolutely committed that nothing's going to get in your way, regardless of how long it takes, if nothing's going to get in your way, then you have that resilience and the tenacity, and you're going to finish all the tasks and not let anything get in your way. Then we come to the second part of commitment. And that is, did you learn something positive? And so there is no, in NLP, we talk about there is no such thing as failure, only useful results and feedback. So let's say you had a goal, and the goal was to lose or to release X amount of pounds in a certain time frame. Well, that time frame comes up, and again, we need to ask ourselves, how did you come up with that time frame, and why is that time frame so important? It may be a wedding, it may be bikini season, or maybe lifting season, or it may be I want to look good in my tux, whatever that might be. But the time frame is, so if you didn't hit it, how far did you get? And if we have taken any action whatsoever, we have gotten closer to our goal than if we didn't do anything. Often people look at how far they missed the goal as opposed to how far they came to achieving it. And when you look at how far you came to achieving it, you're going to see all the positive behaviors that you utilized in getting to that goal. And then you can just repeat it. So the learning is, hey, when I document my food, when I measure my portions, when I wake up early, when I go to bed early, these are things that happen. So you will learn on how to create your own, what I call a success formula. And when we talk about learning something positive, many people, when you talk about a relationship, so what did you learn from this relationship? Well, I learned not to date somebody like that, or I learned there's no good people out there, or I learned those aren't positive learnings that help you move forward. So if you were in a relationship or dating a few people or in something and it didn't work out, the learnings would be is, you know, I need to be able to trust my gut. In the beginning, my gut said this, we weren't just compatible. Or I need to be able to ask better questions as we continue to get to know each other instead of assume. Well, I need to be able to speak my truth so that the person understands where I am. So all of those would be positive learnings moving forward. But we have to look at everything as a result and useful feedback as opposed to a failure. And when you have mental strength and you're committed, right, we're talking about the commitment C of mental strength, we know that everything we do is going to provide some sort of useful results or feedback. And feedback, it empowers us to adapt corrective measures and redouble our efforts to strive for the outcome. Again, it's we want to, if we're an airplane, well, we're not an airplane, but if we were flying an airplane, a big jet plane, we have it on autopilot. But autopilot doesn't keep it in a straight line. It notices when it's off course, gets feedback, and then puts it back on course. There's a great book out called Psycho-Cybernetics. It's an old book, but it's based on that principle that we correct and continue. We correct and continue. But we can't correct unless we get feedback. And that feedback is what is not keeping us on course. So the feedback in a plane or a missile or something to that nature, even our own goals, the feedback is, hey, I wanted to go this way. I'm going a different way. Let me go back and redouble my efforts to go straight ahead. So when we know that feedback, it can empower us to use corrective measures. Then we can redouble our efforts to strive for the outcome. And feedback affords us an excellent, excellent opportunity to gather more information so that we stay the course or learn how to overcome unexpected obstacles. Again, this is all from feedback. If we get feedback and we stop, then I would say that that would be a potential, quote, failure, unquote. But if we get the feedback, or when we get feedback, because we always, always get feedback by taking actions, we can then assess the information. Oh, I put too much potatoes on my plate last night, and that's why I'm gaining weight. Oh, I didn't do that. I didn't exercise to failure, or my heart rate wasn't in the fat burning zone or the cardio zone. Then we can know that, and we can stay the course by, okay, I need to up my intensity. I need to level off my food. I need to say I'm sorry more often to this person. I need to ask for the sales more often. So whatever scenario we're talking about, but we can gather more info to stay the course, and we can learn how to overcome those obstacles. Those obstacles are there to help us learn. And it can be, again, like in a relationship, the obstacle could be that we're just not getting through, we're having fights all the time, and we should break up. Well, that would probably mean that there needs to be better communication. So how can you communicate better with your partner, with your person, so that you can deepen that relationship instead of trying to hold your ground? That would be one thing. Unexpected obstacles. We don't go into endeavors really expecting obstacles. But if we did, then every obstacle would not be unexpected. It would be expected at some level. So we want to prepare for the worst, but expect the best, in so many words. But this is where, when we have that commitment, we can use the feedback to correct and continue, to move forward and to continue through to the pursuit and the finishing of our goals. So that was it. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast, whether it's on YouTube or whether you're listening to it on one of the wonderful podcasting hosting stations. The next time we are going to be talking about challenge. That would be the second C. If you want some more information, please visit warriormindcoach.com for more information. And if you'd like to see the show notes on this, use the pull-down menu, go to blog. You'll see where this podcast is originally hosted, and you can see the show notes there. And please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.